The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Just as how we buy books or listen to music has changed, so has how we use our cars.
Yes, especially in a market like Singapore, where cars are the second most expensive purchase made by customers after a condo. Newer buyers may not be as keen to make a long-term investment in a car.
Instead, they would prefer to have a car, say, for a week or a month or maybe a couple of months, depending on their lifestyle and their needs. But what if I tell you that now you can lease a BMW car for a certain duration?
Well, just last July, BMW Financial Services Singapore and Sime Darby Services, part of Sime Darby Motors, a leading automotive player in Asia, officially introduced Access BMW. So what this means is it's a new vehicle subscription service that provides members with flexible access to a diverse fleet of BMW vehicles through a single monthly subscription.
Best part is Singapore is the first market in Asia and the second globally to offer this service. But will such a scheme or program work here? And the most important question, how can you save money with this scheme instead of just buying a new BMW car? Well, in the studio to tell us more is Ritu Chandy, Regional CEO, Asia Pacific BMW Financial Services. Ritu, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha. And good morning, Singapore.
So tell us a little bit more about Access BMW. I know I'm really intrigued. It sounds like a bit of a Netflix for cars. So tell us a bit about the background and how you came up with it.
Sure. It actually has been called the Netflix of cars many, many times. Not sure I quite agree with that analogy.
Okay.
But exactly how you said, consumers are changing and consumer behavior is all about flexibility, ease, and convenience. Cars, which have always been seen as a very big commitment, specifically in Singapore, the cost of entering and actually purchasing a car can be a huge deterrent. The other option also could be just potentially going for shorter term leasing models. Access is the answer to allow customers who potentially travel a lot, who might need a car for just certain periods, for example, Chinese New Year when they go visiting, to actually have access to that mobility without needing to make a financial commitment over the entire year or 3 years or 7 years with a loan. It's about giving them that convenience, all-inclusive price with no hidden fees, and ensuring that they can walk away with the ability to enjoy a BMW, great German engineering, as you said, actually be able to do it all online. Have the car delivered to them, white glove service, picked up when they're done. And it is Netflix in the sense that there are no long-term commitments. So you could go week to week, month to month, or every 3 months.
So it's been around for about just a little over 6 months or almost 6 months. What's been the uptake so far? Are Singaporeans receptive to it?
It's actually fascinating. We launched in July.
Yeah.
We started with just a 1 month and a 3 month subscription. And we took the learning. So we heard customer feedback. The first response was very strong. There was a lot of interest. But the first feedback was, go to a weekly subscription. I'd like to try this, but 3 months in a month is too long for me because I travel a lot and I can commit to a week at a time. So in December last year, end of November, December, we launched a weekly subscription and a year-long subscription for other sort of customer profiles. We've been attracting people who have traveling jobs, who can't commit to being in Singapore for more than a week at a time. We've been attracting people who are seconded to Singapore for a year at a time. Singaporeans who, like some of you, Elliot included, and Ryan, don't see the need for a car, but might want to have a car when they go visiting their family over Chinese New Year. Also been attracting people who live in Singapore but want to try different BMWs. So they've actually been switching between the X3 to the 330 to the Z4.
Oh.
And they're able to do that on a monthly or weekly basis.
I'm already thinking about
C4
it.
C4 is nice.
I got a big family there. I'm going to need a big, big car. Anyway, that's a different story and we can have that offline. But let's talk about where this came from. So this started off in the US, right? So Singapore is the second country to do this. And I'm actually quite surprised that it started in the US because the US is the car lover's country, you know, and everybody has a car normally for the long term. So, I mean, how did it get sparked over in the US and what was the response there?
The US, we started with actually Nashville, Tennessee, of all places. And that was specifically due to customer demand driven by both the partner dealer network and some of our customers. We weren't the first. There were other companies doing it. I think we were the second or third to get to market. And it was specifically done in one state where there was customers' willingness to actually try something like that. When I moved to Asia in 2018, we looked at the entire landscape in Asia. There was no better country than Singapore. Couldn't be a more compelling country, to be honest. High cost of ownership. A lot of people in Singapore have traveling jobs. Extremely good infrastructure in terms of public transport, which means that not everybody wants to own a car all year round. And, you know, in the end, a very tech-savvy customer profile who would want and expect a convenient way to access mobility. So for those reasons, we started with Singapore. Of course, we had very good partners with Sime Darby, both Sime Darby Services and Sime Darby the Group, which made this a perfect launching pad.
Ritu Chandy is Regional CEO, Asia Pacific BMW Financial Services in studio with us. You gave us a bit of a description of the profile of the customer here in Singapore and also Singapore itself. Is it different when you look at other parts of Asia? Are there any parts that have this same service right now?
Not at this stage.
Are you looking at any of it?
Absolutely. So BMW has not launched access in other parts of Asia today. We do have partnerships and collaborations. So we provide, for instance, cars on car sharing platforms in Malaysia. We've tried different sort of pilots in a similar manner in Tokyo, for instance. Okay. In Tokyo Bay, you are able to rent shorter term for a few hours BMWs from our own dealership. So there are different alternatives, but not access. And we do want to take the learnings from Singapore and adapt what access could mean for other cities, mega cities in Asia.
So we're going to go to traffic soon, but before we do, I've got to ask the crucial question. Was it cost? What's the price point?
That I knew that question would come, Anisha, so I'm prepared. You can basically access, for instance, a One Series with a weekly subscription about $750. And if you wanted to go to a monthly subscription for a X3, that would be roughly $3,688. And the prices range from then on. Of course, it depends very much on the model you'd pick. And for somebody like you, we'd have the X5, in the future the X7, and the pricing would depend on which term you pick.
But basically, does that include everything? Because as a car owner, I have to think about insurance, I have to think about maintenance, I have to think about, well, what if I scrape the car, which I have done in some notorious car parks here in Singapore, which are just too small people. So what happens with all of that when all of that stuff happens?
All-inclusive, maintenance and insurance, including third-party coverage provided.
Right.
So it is an all-inclusive price, one price, and that's all you need to worry about.
So with all those variables, I want us to think about this. Is it cheaper to lease from BMW or buy a BMW car? Money FM 89.3, The Breakfast Huddle, Manisha Tank, Elliot Danker this morning, having a conversation with Ritu Chandy, Regional CEO, Asia Pacific BMW Financial Services. Is it cheaper to lease from BMW or buy a BMW car?
Well, that depends. Mobility will continue to be very individual. So it depends on your needs and it depends on what you require. If you're like Manisha, who has 3 kids, I believe.
That's right.
And needs to take them from place to place all year round, then you probably would not be the perfect access customer. If you don't want a car all year round, Elliot, but want to actually have access to it only for certain periods, then access is your answer. So I think mobility will always, even in the future, continue to remain very individual, and that will dictate what works for you.
Although I'm going to raise my hand and say I am a victim of first world problems, which is, I get bored. Like I really do love cars. I enjoy cars. I enjoy trying different models. And, you know, in Singapore, once you make that purchase, so I won't say which car, but I bought one brand new, went ahead with that big purchase because I knew I'm going to keep it for a very long time to get that investment to pay back, basically. But I'm bored, I'll admit. So it might appeal to people who just want to experiment. Anyway, just putting it out there. So what's the process? Because, you know, do you have to pay an activation fee? Do you have to pay a deposit? How does it work and how do people engage and actually be a part of the Access BMW program?
So speaking to our more digital savvy customers, maybe this might be interesting. Majority of the customers who've actually shown interest and registered on the website are between the ages of 25 and 45. Okay. And these are very digitally savvy customers. There is a process. You go online, accessbybmw.com.sg, register, give your details, sign up, scan your ID, your driver's license, put in your credit card details, pick your car. and it would be delivered to you within 2 days. That's the process. If you want to then turn it off, you basically need to, if it's a weekly subscription, you would actually just go in the day before and turn it off. If it's a monthly subscription, you would need to do that before the maturity date, and that's it.
Wow, it's like one of those services where you can rent office clothes on a weekly basis. This one's a whole car.
Yeah.
I'm curious though, Ritu, we have been talking about providing a service that caters to an individual's needs. After 6 months or so, have you seen subscribers convert to buyers? Have you been tracking this? What's the numbers like? What are the numbers like?
So it's interesting that you said that. As you said, Manisha, because it is a large commitment, we actually had a handful of subscribers who took the car for an extended test drive. And the reason they did that was because they wanted to drive the car, understand the technology in the car, which is fantastic, but takes a bit of getting used to prior to making that commitment. And in at least, and of course, there's only been a handful, and each of those handful of customers did then lead to a purchase.
Okay.
So it was a paid extended test drive. They took it for a month. This is before we had the weekly offer, and it did lead to a purchase. So it is actually a great way to try before you buy.
Everyone wins.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are speaking to Ritu Chandy. She's the regional CEO of Asia Pacific for BMW Financial Services. And I actually want to pick up on the fact that you are from BMW Financial Services, because I want to move this forward to why BMW is actually doing this, because there's always the business case. This isn't just about customers. What was the incentive behind this program?
BMW definitely believes that the future of mobility is changing, and we want to see what the future of mobility will be in megacities and particularly densely populated cities like Singapore, with a very clear vision of where they want to go. The goal was to actually learn from this and adapt the model and what it could mean for other markets. The one thing that I can say with definite conviction, pattern across the world, whether you live in the United States or Europe or Asia, the pattern across the world is changing from ownership to usage. And that's changing from going outright, buying a car with cash and owning it for 10, 15 years, to using it via a lease for a shorter time period. That's something that's happening and has been happening. To now address whether we need to go from a 3-year lease to a 2-year lease to a 1-year lease to a 3-month subscription, we needed some facts and we needed data. In terms of revenue models, of course, this is not the decisive revenue model, and I don't believe it ever will be, because again, individual mobility is going to dictate what people want based on their circumstances. So it was about really, as a brand, understanding what customers need, how can we adapt our product offerings and learn from it.
Ritu, when you target the tech-savvy demographic, the accompanying concern will always be security, because you've got a chunk of data. Can you share with us the stance on security, and with regard to the customer, do you do background checks? Does it take a while before a profile is put together?
So customer security and data is absolutely key. For that reason, the website that's been developed for Singapore is run by BMW and actually has all the right security concerns.
So it's entirely in-house?
It is entirely in-house, okay. Actually developed in-house as well. As for the validation checks, given you scan your ID and you give us authentication in terms of your bank accounts, there is a quick security background check that is run.
Okay.
And that ensures that we are dealing with a real person.
Yeah. I'm just curious about, you know, the mechanism around maintaining this access program, because obviously you have all of the BMWs in Singapore that you want to sell. But then did you have to engage a whole other fleet to manage this, or did you manage to work it out of your inventory that you already had here?
That is a very good question. Another feedback that we did receive from a number of our customers or subscribers was that they were disappointed that when they wanted a certain car, it wasn't available. Mm. And to be fair, that's because we started with a smaller fleet size. We were very fortunate to have a partner with Sime Darby Services, helping us with the logistics, maintaining the cars, cleaning them, delivering them. But doing so on a large scale, ensuring every customer's needs at every given point in time could be met, is difficult. So we're adapting, again, learning. If a customer comes in and says, I wanted the 330 and I didn't have it, we then go back to them and say, well, for now, we could offer you the 4 Series convertible, for instance, at the same price if it is available.
Right.
So we've been trying to meet customer demands in that manner, but also adapting the fleet offerings. Interestingly enough, there's been no one model that's been the bestseller because we've had demand across all segments. So that's also an interesting learning. We expected, to be honest, when we launched, that we'd see a lot of demand on the 1 Series and the 2 Series, the smaller cars, but that wasn't the case.
Okay.
The SUVs were more popular.
Might as well try it out. What's next then for Access? Looking to other countries in Asia?
Exactly. Access will be continued across Asia. We're actually also launching a version of Access in Europe. So my counterparts in Europe and France are looking at a subscription model, but with used cars. And that's the difference. In Singapore, we're not doing it with used cars. Well, they're used once somebody drives them, but these are relatively new cars.
Okay.
So we're looking at all different alternatives to see where the price and customer appetite equation works best.
We've been speaking with Ritu Chandy, Regional CEO, Asia Pacific, BMW Financial Services. Ritu, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Elliot and Manisha. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I look forward to you trying out Access for yourselves.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.